Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Hi, Sashir.
Hi, Nicole.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm a little concerned because, okay, so we're going to see Beyonce, you and I.
Yes.
I'm not concerned about that. I am concerned because I ordered an outfit because she told us to wear silver. And
is it not here?
It is here. It's in my P.O. box, but I don't get back to L.A. until after the post office is closed. And it's not open over the weekend. So I'm trying. I don't know how to get it. And I'm a little concerned.
No. I would go get it, but I have a full day tomorrow.
Yeah. I think there's a couple people I can ask that I think hopefully will be.
And then where's the key to your P.O. box? Do you have a loose one somewhere?
It's a combination. There's a combination thing.
Oh, okay. I see.
I don't think I've had anyone pick anything up for me. There's only one time where they asked me for my ID, and I was like, why the fuck do you need my ID? I am here all the time. So I would hope that someone picking up something for me wouldn't need an ID. And then I'm like, do I email the post office and tell them someone's picking my stuff up? I don't know.
Can you email the post office?
Can you?
I don't even know. These are things we should know as adults, but I simply don't.
I guess I could probably call my local branch and maybe just be like, heads up, someone's coming to get my stuff. Please let them do that.
And you know they'll say, okay, and not note it down anywhere.
This is true. They won't.
And they'll say, never heard of it one day.
I know. I think it'll happen. I feel kind of hopeful.
I think it's going to happen. It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
We're going to see Beyonce.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I'm very excited. Yes. I haven't seen her since the Formation tour.
Same. I saw her. Oh, wait. Maybe. Yeah. I think I saw Formation. I missed her and Jay-Z together. The Carter's tour.
On the run?
Oh, yeah. It was on the run and not the Carter's tour. But I can't wait to see Blue Ivy. She's hit her prime. She did all her rehearsals in Europe. you know, she's got it together. She is killing it.
I can't wait. I'm very excited. There was, I was looking at a breakdown of, it was like comparing Taylor Swift's tour to Beyonce's, which like, no need to compare, but it was just like saying like, I guess how many dates they've gone on or how many tickets they've sold, etc. And it was doing it like number by number. And then there was one category that was like children on stage. Taylor Swift, 0. Beyonce, 1.
1.
Being her child, Blue Ivy.
Honestly, what a funny thing. Someone's like, we got to count the kids on stage. For Taylor Swift and Beyonce, there's probably going to be at least one kid on stage or two, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, no, just one. Just one, and it's Beyonce's child.
And then there was another category that was like, how many janitors... buckets or trash cans or something on stage? Beyonce, 0. Taylor Swift, 1. Because maybe she comes out of a trash can? I don't know.
Taylor Swift comes out of a trash can?
Maybe as a goof? Maybe it's like, you're like, are they cleaning up the stage? Are they done? And then she pops out and does a song? I don't actually know.
Maybe it's to clean up all the friendship bracelets. What's that shit? What is that? What is
I don't know.
What is it?
I don't know. Are people bringing friendship? I guess they're bringing friendship bracelets and trading them.
Trading them?
Yeah, I think you're like giving them to other people to be like, you're my friend because we're all here. Oh. And then you receive some too. I actually don't know.
Interesting. I'm not shitting on Taylor Swift because, you know, not everything is for everybody. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like her music, for me, there's no real bops. Mm-hmm. I feel like you're going to an elevator music concert. That might sound very rude. And I do deeply apologize because she's only got one bop for me. And it's, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. I think I've sang that to you before. And yeah. I do love that she starts it with, Bill Taylor's dead. It's such a funny song. And I love bopping to it in my career.
Yeah. I think there's like a couple hits. I'm sure like the biggest hits of hers I have heard and enjoyed. But there's some songs where I'm like, I don't know if it's, yeah, it's a specific sound. But people love her.
They love her. And I didn't know that people loved her the way they do. That was an interesting thing for me to learn.
They love her and have loved her the whole time. She's an empire. And that I love. So. I respect that. That's like, she has created a whole wave of content and music. And and also like love that she writes her own stuff and like is very, very thoughtful with like her marketing. Someone was telling me how she has no sponsors on any of her concerts. So it's just like, she just has no need for a sponsorship. She's like, I'm good.
I mean, truly outstanding, wild. You love to see it.
You love to see it.
It's like the music might not be for me, but it's for so many other people. So like, you can't knock it. And that's why I was like, apologies before I said it was elevator music. People are going to come for me. They're going to be so mean. They're going to be like, your voice is an elevator. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to say to me.
Your voice is an elevator.
And then I'll cry. I'll say, no, it's this. But I guess it does go up and down. It is an elevator.
It is an elevator.
Real quick, the bracelet trend of that the fans are sharing with each other comes from a song. It's called Midnights. And there's lyrics that inspire trading the bracelets. So that's why they're doing it.
Okay.
Good to know. Great. I wonder if the lyrics are, make a bracelet and bring it on down. Trade it with a friend and you're bonded for life. I mean, I could be a singer. Why doesn't anyone want to book me in a stadium?
It also feels like maybe you could be a new Taylor Swift fan, but it feels like when you jump into like watching like Marvel or Star Wars or something, it's like, there's like so much history and lore and like relationships and like foreshadowing in other songs and numbers and things like that. There's like so much going on with Taylor's discography that I feel I'd be overwhelmed. I would be like, I'm way too far behind to even try to understand what's happening right now.
Yeah. Playing catch up with Taylor Swift does not seem like a good time.
Mm-mm. You know, it does sound like a good time.
I don't know. That was a great segue. What does seem like a good time?
Talking to two best friends about their friendship.
Do you mean it's time for two people come on and talk? Friend time.
Well, more specifically, it's time for besting each other.
Ooh-wee. And today we have Ron Funches, who's a national treasure. He's an accomplished stand-up comedian, actor, and writer who has had many memorable roles on TV on The Goldbergs, Blackish, New Girl, Transparent, Single Drunk Female, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Powerless, and Undateable. And you can catch him on Loot on Apple TV+. He is currently on tour doing stand-up. You can go to ronfunches.com for more information.
And we also have Gabe Dinger, who is a witty and talented comedic performer and writer from Portland, Oregon, now based in Los Angeles. With over 10 years of experience in the comedy industry, Gabe has appeared on TV and music videos, and he's opened for Norm Macdonald, Richard Lewis, and Maria Bamford. In fact, Gabe will be opening up for Ron at Cobb's Comedy Club in San Francisco on October 8th.
Yeah, let's start with Ron. Okay, Ron, doopity bop, goop, it's time for a segment we call besting each other where we find out whether you're actually friends or not. And in the end, if you get them wrong, you gotta end your friendship and leave town and start a new life. And you can't be Ron anymore.
Yeah, we all know that. Yes.
Everyone knows it.
It's a popular classic.
Yeah.
Yes. And we are talking about Gabe, and we would love to know, where did you and Gabe meet?
Gabe and I met in Portland, Oregon at Harvey's Comedy Club, doing an open. Might not have been Harvey's. Actually, I think it was Comedy Club West Side. This comedy club that was ran by comedians in Portland. So it was horrible. No one got paid. People just like doing cocaine in the bathroom. And he says that at the time he saw me and knew right away that I would be one of the better comedians in Portland. I say for the first couple months that we knew each other, he was a jerk. So
why was he a jerk?
Yeah,
I think because he didn't want to invest in someone if he didn't know if they were going to be around doing comedy for a while. And also my wife was my first wife was around for a long time, and she was not nice, and I don't think they didn't like each other. So
I see. Those pesky women getting between friendship.
It's a tale as old as time.
So when did you stop thinking he was a jerk? When was there a switch where you're like, oh, wait, we're actually buds now?
I think I just started like 6 months in where I started enjoying the way that he would talk trash. And then also that I felt that he was right about my ex-wife. So.
Ooh, classic tale, bonding over a bitch. Just kidding, I don't know her.
You're like, this guy's insightful.
Yeah, I was like, oh, he seems to know what's up. So we just became friends since then, been friends for like 15 years.
Aw, nice. Okay, well, within the 15 years, what is your favorite memory of traveling together?
I think my favorite memory of traveling together, I'll break it down into there's business and then for pleasure. For business, it was when we went to, me, him, and Blair Saki went to Madison, Wisconsin. And so then we got a car to take us to the Wisconsin Dells, and we just went to Noah's Ark and played around at the water park for the whole day and went down the Lazy River and then went to Culver's and got a concrete and some cheese curds. And it was just a beautiful day. I mean, it was just a fun day of friendship in water park. But my overall favorite travel memory with Gabe was when we went to Amsterdam together with him and my mom and my son, and there was just a time where we were staying in this little hotel together, and my mom asked Gabe to roll her a joint, and I just walk in and I just see Gabe rolling my mom a joint, and it was just so wholesome that I like was just like, this is so sweet. Yeah, it was so fun.
Family fun.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. Were you at all jealous that your mother did not ask you to roll her a joint?
No, I knew, because my mom still, she won't smoke around me, or we've never smoked together. She likes to maintain some era of, like, you know, just being above me. So she's like, I can't smoke with you.
Yeah, makes you too equal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. What is your favorite thing about Gabe?
My favorite thing about Gabe is that he is, like, just true blue dude. He's just completely who he says he is, and he's always there for you. He's got your back no matter what. He's honest in his opinion about things. He's a great supporter. He never like, I go on the road with him, and I've gone on the road with other people, and it's always, you know, I understand everybody has a different viewpoint on things, but whatever I need done, Gabe will do. If I need him to, like, do 25-30 minutes because I don't have enough time at the time, he can do that. If I need him to go sell merch for me and wait for me to come out because I don't feel like coming out for like 10, 15 minutes and just have him push the merch for me. He'll do that. Whatever I need him to do, he shows no ego or no like pushback on anything. He's like one of the best supporters I've ever met.
That's sweet. I like that. I also like you taking time for yourself before meeting the people.
And you gotta take 5 to 10 because if not, you get the people who don't give a fuck, who just like, oh, well, he's there. Let me take a picture with him, you know? But if you give him that 10, the people who know or the people who want to wait will wait that 10 minutes and then the other people will be gone. So it's great.
That's actually really smart because then you're not standing there taking pictures with everybody who came. Like the ones who are like so-so can just leave.
Yeah, the ones who are like, what's your name again?
It's like you watch me do an hour of comedy. Yeah. The least you could do is say, hi, Ron.
No, you can go. Wait.
Okay. If you had to guess, what do you think Gabe's favorite thing is about you?
I mean, I think it's just that I'm a really good friend. I'm a really good gift giver. I don't think that he would say it like that. Like, it's not a monetary thing. I just think that I've always supported him and pushed him in anything that he does. And I believe in him. And I always see the best in the people around me. And sometimes in a frustrating way to them. So, or I'm like, you could be doing more, you know? And so I think that just how much I always push him, how much I always believe in him, probably, hopefully, will be what he said.
I like that. I like friendships where people are pushing each other to be the best they can be, not anything else, just like the top of what you can do.
Yeah, no, I like that. Yeah, exactly. Gabe's had my back on everything, my specials, my anything that I'm doing, he's always there looking out for me. We give each other tags and notes on jokes, and it's just cool when you know someone for so long who knows your voice and knows you as a real human being. So they can, like, one of the greatest gifts Gabe ever gave me was that there's a time where after I did my first special and I was a little bit like I didn't know exactly how to proceed. I was like, oh, a lot of my jokes were about like riding the bus and doing this and doing that. And I'm like, I don't ride the bus anymore. And I don't want to ever ride the bus anymore. And I was like, I don't know if I can sell this same person as being this, like, you know, just basically I was like, I'm just this for the people guy who doesn't have money and da, da, da. And Gabe was like, that's not who you are. He's like, you never sold that. He's like, you sell freedom and joy. And you can do that at whatever amount of money you make. So just keep doing that. And I was like, oh, that really, like, that changed the way I wrote from that day forward.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I love that. That's so helpful. That's great. It's very helpful to be like, yeah, the amount of money you have doesn't make who you are. It's, yeah, you are a joyful person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 It just makes more sense now.
Well, what is something you, Ron, does that drives Gabe crazy?
Oh, what do I do that drives Gabe crazy? Man, I'm trying to think of things where he goes, buddy, come on. I mean, it's probably times like when if I'm congested and I make that noise where I'm clear my throat. I know he hates that for sure. I won't even subject you guys to it.
I kind of want to hear it. I kind of want to hear it.
I think it'll be awful for our listeners.
I don't know.
Like, that, you know that one?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he hates that for sure.
No, I can see that.
I hated it when my dad did it. I was like, oh no, I've got it now.
I know. Isn't it weird when you're like, oh no, this thing that my parents were doing that was so embarrassing, now I'm doing it.
Yeah, all the time.
I stretch in public. Like, my mom would just put her knee up on a fence and just start stretching. I'd be like, oh my God, can you wait till we get home? And now I'm doing that. I use my environment as my Pilates studio.
I like it. Maybe you'll inspire someone else to stretch. They'll be like, I am tight. And then yeah. everyone will just be stretching in Erewhon. I don't know where you grocery shop.
I definitely don't grocery yeah. shop in Erewhon.
You know? No,
that's just for snacks.
Yeah, you can't get a meal there.
Yeah, not
at all.
It costs
$5,000.
Yeah, no one can afford a full meal. And then I think he also, what else does he hate when I do? I can't think of anything else. I'm delightful, truly. So,
yeah, we don't need many things.
Yeah, just one.
Okay, what is something that Gabe does that drives you crazy?
I hate it when he does impressions. I just don't enjoy him. He's not good at them. I just hate him.
So like celebrities or people?
Yeah, what's yeah. the worst impression?
Oh, Donald Trump. He does a Donald Trump all the time that I hate. Or a Bernie Sanders. Like he does, whenever he does political impressions, yeah. I'm always like, hey, can you go fuck yourself right now? I don't want to hear any of that at all.
Is part of it, does he know he's not good at it? Or like,
no, he is that good at it.
Oh, he's good at it.
I just
don't
like him.
It. I
not
see
at
it.
All. It's okay. off-putting to me to do oh. that. It's not like we're on stage. This is just in conversation.
Oh, interesting.
Your face.
How funny.
Oh. I also don't know if I'd enjoy that.
I don't know if I would.
I don't know if I would either. I'm just like, you're telling me a story about Donald Trump and you have to do the impression. I was like, I barely want to hear about this person, let alone see an impression yeah. at my dinner table.
Yeah, exactly. You get it.
Yeah, I get it. I'm on board. I hate that about Gabe too.
Yeah. We're going to tell him about this.
Yeah, we're telling him about himself.
Please.
Okay. Which one of you would do better on the televised series Survivor?
Ooh, on Survivor? Probably mm-hmm. Gabe, for sure, because he doesn't need much to live. He's been basically living the life of Survivor for the past 10 years until he managed to find a woman with a six-figure job to take pity on him. Up until then, he was struggling and just living like a castaway. So
living like a castaway. That's, I love that. Yeah. Okay, so wait, do you think you would do good on Survivor?
No, not at all. Not at all, truly. First
he doesn't
of all,
even take buses anymore.
No. I don't take buses. I mean, most of the time if I'm in a beachy area, it's resort-based. So I don't feel like that's going to go well.
Resort-based.
There's a lot of lying and subterfuge, and I get mad. If people think I'm lying, I get real mad. It's one of my biggest issues that if you if someone thinks I'm lying and I'm not lying, ooh, it gets I start to get infuriated.
Oh.
So it's I don't think I would do well as a game.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so either. What do you hope that you're both doing in 20 years? The year 2043.
I hope that we're both working together still in comedy. Hopefully, in the grand scheme of things, I would love it if I was hosting some. I mean, if it's 20 years from now, then I hope I'm hosting The Price is Right and Gabe is my lead writer or whatever he could get.
Whatever he could get.
Whatever they hire him as.
Whatever they allow him to come on. He's good. We've worked together before. We wrote, I mean, that was like our biggest, the most, probably the fun time in our life was that little period of time when Quibi was a dream and everybody knew, but you know, they're still like, hey, no one else is giving me a show. Let me go over here. Fuck it. And, you know, we did a game show together and he was a writer and I was the host. And it was like one of not the only time where I was like, oh, man, we're getting like our version, our style of humor out at a bigger scale. We have fun every day, improvise different stuff. I felt good at it. He made me feel more secure in it when I was doing it, having them there. And it's just like, this is what I want to do. So hopefully that's what we'll be doing.
I love that.
I love that. Bonus question. Happen. What's your favorite meal at Petit Trois? Is that, that's where your hat is from, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite meal from there?
Well, my favorite meal right now is unavailable because it was apparently they've taken it off for a seasonal.
No.
I know, but I'm waiting. He said it'll be back by winter. So, but my favorite meal is just to go there for lunch, get the warm goat cheese salad, which is a delight, and and their crab cake, which is large and Ooh. Plentiful and more crab than cake. Mm-hmm. And it okay. is a delightful lunch for any time you want. It's not too heavy, not too light. It's perfect.
It's like a spring day of food. Have you taken Gabe there?
To Petit Trois? No. We like either do like bigger meals or just like real casual meals. Petit Trois is kind of more my like second date place if I enjoy okay. you, because I also know the manager there, so he'll come by and bring extra things and make me look good, you know. And so that's always a delight when you're like, oh, also try this, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, how are you doing, Ron? Da, 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 da. It always makes me look good, so I intend to take dates there mostly.
Very smart.
Smart. All right, Ron. That's it for this. We're going to talk to Gabe and see if you actually know each other.
Let's find out.
Let's find out.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora, be love.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends for 10% off your first order. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kid snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler,
healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free. It's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Da-da-dun. Okay, Gabe. We're here to ask the hard-hitting questions about your relationship with Ron. First up, how did you two meet?
So I know the answer to this. When we met, I'm going to go as specific as possible. I think it was 2007 in Portland, Oregon at Harvey's Comedy Club when Ron did his first open mic.
Oh, okay.
All right. And do you remember anything about the first interaction that the two of you had or like when you became friends?
So the first interaction, he's going to have a different story than me. He always says that I was a bit of an asshole the first time we met. But what
do
I
you
remember,
disagree?
I do. I mean, I get where he's coming from, but I was trying to be nice.
What actually happened? What did you say?
So, you know, Ron, was really good his first time. Mm-hmm. Just right out of the gate. And so at the time, you know, Portland didn't really have much of a comedy scene, so there wasn't a lot to motivate you to keep going. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I used to tell people who I thought were funny after their first set, the easiest thing to do in stand-up is to quit. And so it was my way of saying, like, I think you should keep going. Like, it's going to be hard. You should keep going. But I said it in this weird kind of riddle that, you know, kind of made me come off as an asshole. But it was my way of being like, I think you're really funny. Like, don't take the easy route. Like, do the work.
Yeah. But I think most people would just want to hear, hey, yeah, I think you're really funny.
You did a good job.
In hindsight, it probably wasn't the best way to give encouragement, but I was
also
trying
maybe
to.
You're the reason Portland didn't have a good comedy scene at the
yeah,
time because you
like,
kept
oh,
telling
yes,
everyone
I
to quit.
Quit.
Certainly,
I thought I did a good job, but this guy came up to me after the show and told me that the easiest thing to do is quit. So I guess I should get out of here.
Well, good if you take the easy way.
Yeah, that's true. They couldn't hack it. What is your favorite memory of traveling with Ron?
My favorite memory of traveling with Ron was probably, we went to Amsterdam and, it was only like 3 or 4 days. And on the last day we were going to get this, apple pie. It's like a world famous apple
pie. It's so fucking good.
Oh,
I can't remember the cafe, but it's delightful.
Neither can I.
There's a green awning.
On the way there, I saw this stupid waffle that looked like it was like a German chocolate cake. Mm. And I was like, oh, I want that instead of
the apple pie.
And it was like the most stale. It had been in the window all day. It was awful. And Ron got the apple pie and he's like, bet you regretting not getting that pie now. And to this day, it is. So that's probably one of my favorite, the Amsterdam trip. Or when he recorded his special. That was an awesome trip.
Oh, nice. Where was it?
It was up in Seattle. So it was kind of back up in the Northwest. But, you know, it was just, it was one of the coolest moments in the world. Like, you know, 2 sold out shows. He crushed it. Mm-hmm. We wrote a little intro for it. I mean, it was just, it was amazing. It was the coolest weekend ever.
Oh, that's very cool. I love that. Did you get to taste the apple pie at least?
He did. He gave me a small bite. And I was like, do you want to try some of my stupid waffle? And he's like, no.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
I'm not going for that.
And even when he went to Amsterdam recently, he's like, I got the pie again.
Oh,
like,
no.
Someday I will get that pie.
One day. What is your favorite thing about Ron?
My favorite thing about Ron is he's super loyal. Like, he's believed in me in times where I didn't believe in myself. He's always been encouraging. He's there for me. Like, I know no matter what, I could turn to him, and I love that. And, you know, and he's funny, you know, we laugh together. Like, he's a very genuine person. And I think that's super rare.
That's so sweet.
I love that.
Sometimes Nicole believes in me a little too much. like, she thinks I can float, and I can't. And
I told her really for years, do believe you can float.
I cannot.
And I'm going to get you in a pool soon. This okay. is a threat and a promise.
It sounds like a threat.
I'm going to get you in a pool. I'm going to get you in some water, and we're going to float, and you're going to fucking love it. We're going to head out to the deep end.
This.
No, listen, but
floating
we didn't do it in a pool.
The best.
We did it in a jacuzzi.
It seems great. I guess. I feel like we've also been in multiple pools together, and it's okay. I've accepted it. I'm one of a few percentage of people who cannot float.
You can float, and we're going to do it, and I can't fucking wait. I'm going to hold you.
I'm on team float.
And I'm going to slowly lift my hand away. And you're gonna float, and I'm gonna be like, you're doing it. And then you're gonna get scared and unfloat. But we're gonna build your fucking confidence, okay? You will fucking float.
Yeah.
Don't jump on this, Gabe. No.
I am
Thank
all
you,
for
Gabe.
Floating is the best.
Oh, boy.
Thank you, Gabe.
Gotta float. God.
All right, fine. We'll try again for the 27th time, but I really believe I will not be able to do it.
Listen. We're going to do a whole thing beforehand where we're going to do affirmations that you can float. we're going to do a that's, little, it's going to be
that's
great.
That's the problem, because it's like, it's all in my head.
Yeah.
That's totally it.
And
I don't
we're
think
gonna
so.
Get it
I
out
think it's
head.
My body.
No, don't blame your body. That beautiful bodacious body that gets you around. Don't blame it.
My body's dense. My dense as hell.
Slow, shallow breaths. Just stay calm and mm-hmm. be in the moment.
Gabe.
Okay. If you had to guess, what do you think Ron's favorite thing is about you?
Probably that I'm loyal. Once I love someone, like, I'm all in. So I would have his back for whatever. I'm reliable. I guess those are kind of the same thing. But, like, if I say I'm going to do something, I do it. And, I mean, hopefully that I'm funny. I hope it matters to me, so.
Yeah.
And I do think that, like, he and I just, we share a very similar language in comedy. Like, it, mm-hmm. generally, if there's something he thinks funny, I will agree, and vice versa. Like, we just kind of, we speak that same comedy language.
Mm-hmm. That's, I think, important to a friendship where you're both, like, funny people. It's like, you kind of got to think the same things are funny. Even if you're not in comedy, you got to be tee-hee-heeing at the same fucking shit.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
What is something that you do that drives Ron crazy?
I guess I could be a bit of a know-it-all about things I don't know very much about. I'm getting better at it, but sometimes, like, when people are like, oh, I wonder why the sky is blue, I would just say some shit that makes sense to me without knowing if it's necessarily true.
Is it because you think that you, like, heard a fact at some point in your life and you're saying it, or are you truly just, like, guessing?
No, I mean, I think that I've heard this before, but then if someone's like, where'd you hear it? I'm like, I could have just made it up. But Ron has warned significant others of mine, like, Double check whatever he says. About, you know, just asinine facts. It's never anything, you know, important.
You say, I love you, then she, like, goes up on Google and is like, does he love me?
Is he making that up?
No, but if I tell you why, you know, there's a highway system instead of a railway system, like, definitely double check.
That's funny. Okay. What is something that Ron does that drives you crazy?
I guess... communication would be the hardest thing. Like, sometimes you'll text him and you just won't hear from him for a while, and I get it, he's busy, you know. So I mean, that's probably the most annoying thing. It's just you know, reliability. Like, if you're gonna be, it's fine if you're gonna be 2 hours late, just tell me you're gonna be 2 hours late.
Is it fine? Two hours.
Look, I get it, you know, life happens, but just give me a heads up.
Yeah.
Give me a heads up in the first hour.
Have you brought this up to Ron before?
Not really, because it really isn't, like, you know, like, that's if I had to pick something. You know, it's, he's a pretty solid friend.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but even if people are solid, you still got to
let him
know if something irks you.
2 hours late.
I mean, and again, like, it's not that big of a deal.
Fair. You do seem pretty chill about it. Here's another question. Coming at you. You remember the show on CBS, Survivor?
Yes.
Who would do better on it?
The short answer is I would do better. I think he would be more entertaining. Like, he would get more clips in the commercials than I would, but I think I would place further.
And why do you think you would do better?
Because I don't know. I just think I can sleep on the ground better than he could. But that's, again, that's where he would be entertaining, where I'd just be like, well, I guess I'll just lay in this ditch until morning. You know,
that's a pretty funny clip. Know. I'd watch the show based on that commercial.
But then so I'm going to my ditch. And Ron would be like, I'm not laying in that day. You know, he would be much more entertaining. But I'd probably get further. I still wouldn't win. But
you just get along further.
Like, I would be the next person to be sent home.
Okay, last question. What do you hope you're both doing 20 years from now?
Hopefully eating apple pie in Amsterdam. That would be nice.
Finally. After 20 yeah. years, after 20 you finally years, get that pie.
I think it'll be time. I just hope we're still talking shit, vacationing, laughing. I guess we'll be like 60 then. So I guess I hope we're still doing stand-up, but in a way that's fun and not desperate and we have to. Yeah, I hope we're still just having fun together.
I love that.
I love it too. Fun and not desperate. 60-year-old comedian.
That is fun but not desperate.
Yes, it really is.
It could go either way, honestly.
It really can.
Okay, now we're going to bring Ron back. Compare your questions and see if you two really are friends.
All right.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. All right, we've got the two people here. We've got a Ron and a Gabe, and we're going to compare your answers to see what friendship is. We asked, how did you two meet? Ron said, we met in Portland, Oregon at a comedy on the West, or Comedy West Side, ran by comedians in Portland. It was run horribly. Nobody got paid. Gabe saw Ron and knew that he was going to be a good comedian. And in the first few months, Ron said Gabe was a jerk and he didn't want to invest Gabe didn't want to invest in a comedian if they weren't going to last. Also, Gabe did not get along with his wife. But 6 months in, Ron liked how he talked trash. And then he was right about his ex-wife, and they've been friends for 15 years. Gabe said, we met in 2007 in Portland, Oregon at Harvey's Comedy Club when Ron did his first open mic. He says that Ron says he was a bit of an asshole when they met, but Gabe disagrees. He was just trying to be nice. Ron was really great out of the gate, and Portland didn't have a strong comedy scene. So Gabe would tell people the easiest thing to do in comedy is quit. He was trying to give encouragement, but came off like an asshole.
Yeah.
That's it could have been Comedy Club West Side as
it
well.
It could have been either one. I also said it could have been Harvey's. I said both. I mentioned both.
You did mention both. Friends.
Yeah. That was good. All right. Then we asked, what is your favorite memory of traveling together? Ron broke it up into categories. Favorite memory of traveling for a business is when you went to Madison, Wisconsin with Blair. Water park and played on the lazy river, and it was a beautiful day. And then favorite memory of traveling was in Amsterdam with Gabe and Ron's mom, and we walked, and then Gabe was rolling a joint for Ron's mother, and it was super sweet. And Gabe said, my favorite memory of traveling with Ron is we went to Amsterdam. We were going to get this world famous apple pie, and on the way there I saw a Stupenwaffle, and I was like, oh, I want that instead of the pie. And he hated it. It was stale. It was awful. Yeah. And Ron was like, oh, I bet you wish you had that apple pie.
One of the best desserts I've ever had in my life.
And then Gabe also said one of his favorite traveling memories is when Ron shot his special in Seattle. He said he crushed it and it was amazing.
Oh, I remember that too. That was fun. And then we went to Ocean Prime.
Mm-hmm. That was fun. Ooh, the steakhouse?
Yeah.
That's a nice way.
The water slide park was another one, but I was like, I was just thinking just travel, but yeah, that's a good one.
Well, we got to Amsterdam and you told the other story that I would have told. I didn't want to make you look like an idiot.
That decision haunts me.
We asked, what's your favorite thing about your friend? Ron said, my favorite thing about Gabe is he's a true blue dude. He's completely who he says he is. He always has your back. He's a great supporter. Whatever I need done, he'll do it. If I need him to sell merch or do 15 more minutes of time, he'll do it. He shows no ego, no pushback whatsoever. He's the best supporter I've ever met. Gabe said, my favorite thing about Ron is he is super loyal. He's believed in me in times I didn't believe in myself. He's just there for me. I know no matter what, I can turn to him. He's a genuine person, and that is rare.
Oh, you make me cry.
I know. I'm like, I'm tearing up over here.
Oh, I love that. That's friendship.
Yeah, we love hearing people talk about their friends. Yeah, it's really sweet.
Yeah, it's important.
My buddy.
Okay, then we ask, what is your friend's favorite thing about you? Ron said, Gabe's favorite thing about me is that I'm a really good friend. I'm a great gift giver. I've always believed in him and have pushed him. And I think he likes how much I believe in him and how much I push him to be the best he can be. And one of the greatest gifts that he has given me was telling me that I can sell freedom and joy and make people laugh that way through my pure joy. And that's honestly helped me with my writing. And then Gabe said, Ron's favorite thing about me is that I'm loyal. Once I love someone, I'm all in. I'm reliable. And if I say I'm going to do something, I do it. I'm funny. And we share a similar language and comedy.
Yeah, he's right. They sound correct.
Yeah.
It's so sweet. So then we asked, what's something you do that drives your friend crazy? Ron said, the thing I do that drives Gabe crazy is when I'm congested, I make that sound to clear my voice or my throat. My dad used to do it. It sounds awful. Now I do it. Also, I can't think of anything else. I'm delightful. Gabe said,
I've never noticed that sound.
Gabe said, I could be a know-it-all about things. I could be a know-it-all about things I don't know much about. When someone asks a question, I would say some shit that made sense to me, whether it's true or not. I think if I'm grabbing info about something in the past, I could be making it up. It's always about asinine facts. Ron's always like, you better double check that.
Yeah, that's very true. The more sure Gabe is about a subject, the more I go, I should double check. He sounds real certain.
Can you think of like, what's the last ridiculous thing that Gabe was so sure about that was actually like not true?
It's usually like just simple things like directions to the way of a place, or the time we're supposed to be at something.
Really important things.
And it's just the tone. He gets a real white man tone. I know where we're going. And it's like, all right, well, I don't think you do.
All right, we asked, what's something your friend does that drives you crazy? Ron says, I hate it when he does impressions. He's good at them. I just don't enjoy them. The worst is his Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders. It's off-putting. It's off-putting to me, and they happen in conversation, not on stage. And then Gabe said, communication is the hardest thing. Sometimes you'll text him and you won't hear from him in a while. And it's fine if you're going to be like 2 hours late, but just give me a heads up.
Is it my lack of response heads up? No, that's right. He's right.
He could be very late. He could be very, very late.
Oh, no.
He's the best at being late.
We asked, which of you would do better on Survivor? Ron said, Gabe, for sure. He doesn't need much to live. He's been living like he's on Survivor for 10 years until he met a woman to take care of him. Other than that, he's living like a castaway. I would not be good. Ron said he would not be good on Survivor. If someone thinks I'm lying and I'm not, I hate it. Gabe said, I would do better. Ron would be more entertaining. He would get more clips in the commercials, but I would place better. Yeah. I think I could sleep better on the ground than he can. I would just lay in a ditch till morning. But Ron would definitely not do that. He would be more entertaining.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I said. He's good in a ditch.
I'm sitting in a closet right now.
And lastly, we asked, what do you hope you're both doing 20 years from now? Ron said, I hope we're both working together. It's still in comedy. I hope I'm hosting Price is Right and Gabe is the lead writer or whatever he can get. the most fun time in our life was when we did a Quibi show, and it was a dream because we did a game show together where he was a writer, I was a host, and it was the only time where we were getting our style of humor out in a massive way. Gabe said, hopefully eating apple pie in Amsterdam. I hope we're still talking shit, vacationing, laughing, still doing stand-up in a fun way and not a desperate way. And, and I hope we're still having fun together.
Well, I'm really glad you made that indicate. Yeah. Lord knows I don't want to be doing the desperate way. I don't want to be having to go to LOL in San Antonio.
Just really making sure we never go back there.
Yeah.
What happened at LOL?
We just had a horrible time. Sets were mediocre. Every time that it comes back up in the post, people act like we had horrible sets. I don't feel like that was the case. It wasn't. Were they great sets? No, absolutely not. But we weren't like just unprofessional. They were just not fun. We were staying at a hotel that was having a police officer's ball. So we moved and left there. And then anytime we went to go smoke weed, people were staring at us and made us feel real uncomfortable.
HDMI cord in your room was all like someone had shoved like a screwdriver in his TV.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So I couldn't
hook up my video game system. We ended up going to Target and buying a TV so we could play video games just so that we'd have something to do and returning it at the end of the trip. and the club just played Beatles Anthology the whole freaking time, and there's not a lot of upbeat songs on that.
Yeah, so they're playing like the most down, like Eleanor Rigby and shit before we're going on stage. It's so depressing.
Get ready for comedy.
So I just tweeted out that we had a bad time there, and then it ended up on the local news.
Oh my god! I mean, that's a testament to what's going on in San Antonio.
Right. Yes,
that's the most interesting thing.
A little bit of
The whole story was, guy we don't like us. Yeah, let it go. Shit. But I ended up getting a bunch of death threats and stuff. It was
That's
crazy.
Just telling me to stay out of San Antonio. And I said, no problem. Just put the people there.
Damn. Well, on that note, you guys are friends.
You pass. Yeah, this is very fun. We can see the love between you two.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for doing this.
It's a pleasure. It's fun to hear those things said out loud. It's nice.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Good. Thank you guys.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Okay, that's it for this episode of Best Friends. We didn't take any calls, concerns, or questions, but you definitely can do that if you want for other episodes. Ooh, smooth. And the email is NicoleandSashira@gmail.com, and the number is 424-645-7003.
We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
And transcripts for something we got too for our new episodes. Check them out on our show page at earwolf.com.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That is the easiest way to support this show.
It sure is.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out.
Yada yada.
And bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.